Good afternoon and welcome to the Two Guys One Cup FPL podcast. My name is Sham and unfortunately I do not have Shez alongside me today. This is only going to be a 5 minute pod, a quick one, just to give you an update on the press conferences from today and yesterday, something that we're planning on doing every Friday. Before I start, I just wanted to let you know, unfortunately at the moment our Twitter has been temporarily suspended or restricted, I think is the right term for it, by Twitter for some reason. So we can't unfortunately tweet or like or retweet anything. So I'm going to post this from my personal account. I would appreciate if you could give it some retweets if you like it, because we're unable to let people know about it. So this is the only way of doing it, unfortunately. Hopefully we'll be back on Sunday, because that is the 48 hours up. So, let me crack on with this. So, Liverpool. So, Klopp has said, today is good, but it needs to stay good. We have started three times in a row with the same lineup. That won't be possible too often in the future. So, an indication that in future, he will be potentially rotating the squad. So, something to keep an eye on for. Newcastle. Benitez rules out Shelvey, Richie and Lascelles. Shelvey and Richie, but Lascelles is available after training this week. Everton, Zouma and Holgate are the only fit centre-backs available for Silva, which is a bit of a concern if you've got some Everton defenders. He says Bernard will not feature against Huddersfield Town this weekend. Palace, Hodgson says he's got most of his players available for the visit of Southampton, but with regards to specific team news, he's keeping it close to his chest. Jose United, so Jose has ruled out Phil Jones, while Rojo has returned for training but is not ready to feature. Dalot and Romero are set to feature for the under-23s tonight. Chelsea, Sarri has ruled out Fabregas, but injury is not thought to be serious. Huddersfield, Wagner says, we will miss Hogg because of suspension and Ben Hamer and Sobby who have knocks on their knees. Ben and Ramadan will be back after the international break. Spurs, Wanyama is back in full training, though Lamela will be assessed before Sunday's game against Watford. Spurs confirm Lloris and Sissoko are unavailable for this weekend's matches. Bournemouth, we've got a couple of knocks from Tuesday night, so we'll have to see how a couple of the players are going to play in the game. Didn't specifically say which ones. Southampton, Mark Hughes revealed Danny Ings has a bad blister on his foot, but has trained yesterday and will be monitored ahead of the weekend. Fulham, Tim Ream is not available, neither is Floyd Ayate. Tom Kearney also won't be available for Brighton. He has a foot injury and will need to assess him. We expect it to be a few weeks. Brighton, Izquierdo will be available after the international break. Bruno has trained the last few days and he'll make a decision. Hopefully Dunk will train tomorrow. West Ham. So Pellegrini's quotes have caused a little bit of confusion in the media. He neither explicitly ruled out Arnie in or out, but I follow a guy called XWHU employee who's quite close to the club, and there's been a couple of others that have specifically said that he is available for Saturday's game. Wolves, there is no new injuries with regards to Wolves. And finally, Man City. So a couple of things here. Firstly, I've seen a tweet by MCFC Baller, who's quite a reliable in the know for City. And he said, and I quote his tweet, Sané has been left out of the squad for tomorrow's game. He will not even be on the bench. He is not injured. Bit concerning for Sané owners there. Otherwise, no new injuries. Pep said no new injuries. Danilo, KDB and Bravo, the only absentees. And here's a couple of quotes from Pep that I found quite interesting. So, first one's on Mendy. So, Mendy wasn't there last year and we broke these kind of defences with other options because we tried to be as a team. Kyle Walker can do it. Our midfielders can and our attackers can. Playing wide is one of the keys. If you are not wide, then everyone is going to be in the space. You're more open when you go narrow. So so will they. It's spaces, simple as that. He was asked about Newcastle's defence and he said he did it against us away last season. I haven't spoken with Rafa, so I don't know if he will do the same. If he does, it is because he believes it is the best way to get points and we are going to adapt. Finally, with regards to the Shisha incident and Aguero, he said, I'm not bothered, haven't spoken to the player. So there's a quick update on the press conferences. I hope you found this useful. If you have, please retweet it. Again, like I say, we can't retweet it from our account, so I'd really appreciate it if you could get the word out there. We're going to try and do it every week if people do like it. Let us know if you do, and we will continue it. Have a fantastic game week. And one final thing, I am triple captaining Aguero as it stands. I have no concerns yet not to triple captain him. So here's to a fantastic game week. Speak to you next week.